कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 रामो हरे रामो राम रामो हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो हरे रामो राम रामो हरे हरे। ओके सो वी स्टार्ट चैप्टर 10 द ट्रंक ब्रांचेज एंड सब ब्रांचेज ऑफ द चैतन्य ट्री। श्री चैतन्य पदम भोज मधुपेभ्यो नमो नमः कथञ्चिदाश्रयाद्येषां श्वापी तद्गंधभाग् भवेत्।
लेट मी रिपीटेडली ऑफर माय रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबिसेंसेस एंड टू द बी लाइक डिवोटीज हु ऑलवेज टेस्ट द हनी ऑफ द लोटस फीट ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु। If even a dogish non-devotee somehow takes shelter of such devotees, he enjoys the aroma of the lotus flower.
Okay, so he says, I offer my obeisances to whom? To the honeybees around Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. Sri Chaitanya Padam Bhoja Madhupebhyo Namo Namaha. Right? To the devotees actually, who are like the honeybees around the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kathanchid ashrayad yesham, those who take shelter of these devotees, even a dog, Prabhu said, dogish non-devotee, he can show api tad gandh bhag bhavet. He can also relish the aroma of this Lord's lotus feet by actually taking shelter of Lord's devotees. So Prabhupada says, the example of a dog is very significant in this connection. A dog naturally does not become a devotee at any time. You know, on its own a dog, and indeed Prabhupada says, a dog is specially inclined to pass urine on the tulsi plant. Well, points that out. Therefore, the dog is the number one non-devotee. Prabhupada calls dog as the number one non-devotee. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement is so strong that even a dog-like non-devotee can gradually become a devotee by the association of a devotee of Lord Chaitanya. That is the point being made. Again, Prabhupada says, cats and dogs and other animals are not expected to become devotees, but in the association of a pure devotee, they are also delivered. They may also attain the same destination as of the devotees. You know, the cats and dogs, you know. It's quite amazing. There have been examples like that. Prabhupada gives the example of Shivanand Sen, you know, somehow the dog started following. Huh? Any cat example? There is one cat who comes, who roams in our temple, and she comes and sit near the Hanumanji Vigraha on the outside of the door, and she hears Shayan Kirtan many times. We have seen, and Maharaj said, this cat is a devotee, feed him milk, feed him milk. And once this cat got some hurt, and then Maharaj asked Gaurang Priya Prabhu, catch this cat and nurse this cat, you know. Uska wound ho gaya, usko malam malam karwao usko, usko pakdo. To 8-10 brahmachari milke 2-3 ghanta cat pakadne mein chala gaya. You know, guru ko aagya ho, to sab ashram jutaya ho cat ko pakadne mein, wo cat idhar bhaag rahi, udhar bhaag rahi. Nishreshaya bahu vignani, you know. To do benefit to anyone is not easy, you know. सो छपरे वपरे भी तोड़ दिए भक्तों ने कैट को पकड़ने के चक्कर में. सो द फैक्ट एक्चुअली दीज एनिमल्स जस्ट बाय इन एसोसिएशन विद डिवोटी समटाइम दे आर डिलीवर्ड, यू नो दैट इज द पोटेंसी ऑफ devotional service. No other process can actually have this kind of potency. Right? So anyway, Shivanand Sen, he thought, you know, the dog just started walking behind. He said, he has also joined our party and, you know, it's my duty. Anyone who wants to go to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's my duty to take him. So he thought this dog also wants to go to Lord Chaitanya. How can I neglect? You know, anyone who wants to go to Lord, it's my duty to carry him. So he paid him 10 to 12 times the fare for crossing the boat. And a lot of things, you know, a lot of hassle he took. Not because he was actually, his attraction was not like Bharat Maharaj for deer. He only thought this dog wants to go to Lord Chaitanya. You know, I have to take him. You know. I cannot, I have to facilitate him, his devotional service also. And right? These dogs. So he just took him also along with. Right? And this dog, later Mahaprabhu fed him malai, nariyal ka malai hota hai. Mahaprabhu fed him some nariyal malai. And this dog chanted Hare Krishna and left for spiritual world in front of everyone. Right? Like that. Jayo Jayo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gauru Bhakta Vrinda.
All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Prabhu and all glories to the devotees of Lord Chaitanya headed by Shivas.
Imali Rai Vrikshera Akathya Kathan. Iveshuna Mukhya Shakhara Nama Vivaran.
The description of Lord Chaitanya as the gardener and the tree is inconceivable. Now hear with attention about the branches of this tree.
Okay, so he will now recount the branches of the tree. Chaitanya Gosai Rayat Parishad Chaye Guru Lagu Bhavatar Nahaye Nishchaye Yat Yat Mahant Kaila Tas Bharganan Keha Kari Bare Nare Jesht Lagu Krama.
The associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were many, but none of them should be considered lower or higher. This cannot be ascertained. All the great personality in the line of Lord Chaitanya enumerated these devotees, but they could not distinguish between the greater and the lesser.
Okay, he said, many devotees have enumerated the names of Mahaprabhu devotees. But he is giving an important caution. If I say he is a great devotee, you know, don't think other one is any less than him. Right? Guru Lagu Bhav Tare Nahaye Nishchay. He said, there is no question of one more important than another being not so important, etc. He said, consider all of them to be great devotees of the Lord. Right? So it's an important point he's saying. Jeshta Lagu Kram. Right? Serially, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, who are all the VIPs, you know, and who are like that, you know. Just like we sometimes make a VIP list for any function. Right? So he said, no such distinction is possible. They all are on the same absolute platform. Ateva Tasabare Kari Namaskar. Nam Matra Kari Dosha Nalabe Yamar.
I offer my obeisances unto them as a token of respect. I request them not to consider my offences.
Okay, so he's saying that what could be the offence? Yeah, but he's saying, look, he already clarified that none of them are there on the same, but he's saying that I am now, he's actually praying to all these devotees that I am want to show my respect to you all. Please don't take my offense that I consider all of you to be great. Suppose someone name I'm mentioning at the end. It's not because he's not so important. Right? So like that. So he said, he requesting that, please don't take my offense, any Vaishnava, that I'm just mentioning your name that is coming, you know. It's not that he's more important, so he's mentioned first and he's less important, not like that. Right? They all are equal, therefore he said, please don't take my offense. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Premamaratoro Priyan. Shakarupan Bhaktaganan. Krishna Prema Phalapradan.
I offer my obeisances to all the dear devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the eternal tree of love of Godhead. I offer my respect to all the branches of the tree, the devotees of the Lord who distribute the fruits of love of Krishna.
Okay, so Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prema Amar Taro Priyan is one compound word. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prema Amar Taro Priyan. The dear devotees of the eternal tree of love of Godhead, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? It refers to the devotees of the Lord. It's one word actually in that sense. These devotees are Shakha Rupan Bhaktagana. They are in the form of these branches. And it is these devotees who distributed these fruits of love of God. Krishna Prema Phala Pradhan. Therefore, primarily we discuss, although all the parts can perform, but primarily the fruits were distributed by the branches, by the devotees of the Lord. Right. Okay, so someone should read the purport. We are going to discuss this purport.
Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami sets the example of offering obeisances to all the preacher devotees of Lord Chaitanya without distinction as to higher and lower. Unfortunately, at present there are many foolish so-called devotees of Lord Chaitanya who make such distinction. For example, the title Prabhupada is offered to a spiritual master, especially to a distinguished spiritual master such as Srila Rup Goswami Prabhupada, Srila Jeev Goswami Prabhupada or Srila Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. When our disciples similarly wanted to address their spiritual master as Prabhupada, some foolish people become envious, not considering the propaganda work of the Hare Krishna movement. Simply because this disciple addressed their spiritual master as Prabhupada, they became so envious that they formed a faction along with other such envious persons just to minimize the value of the Krishna conscious movement. To chastise such fools, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami very frankly says, Keha kari bara nahi jeshta lagu krama. Anyone who is a bona fide preacher of the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be respectful to the real devotee of Lord Chaitanya. One should not be envious, considering one preacher to be very great and another to be very lowly. This is a material distinction and has no place on the platform of spiritual activities. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami therefore offer equal respect to all the preachers of the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who are compared to the branches of the tree. ISKCON is one of these branches and it should therefore be respected by all sincere devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Okay, so in CCE we will find many such purports actually. During the time 73-74 when Prabhupada gave this translation and purports of CCE, that was a time when in India the projects were flourishing, right? So if you see the Vrindavan and the Mayapur and the Bombay, all three major projects were going on during 73-74 when Prabhupada was writing this Chaitanya Charitamrita purports. You know, the land had been purchased in Mayapur and everything. You know. So although in the purports, you know, there are many such purports where it looks like Prabhupada is, you know, saying that Prabhupada is addressing a personal agenda, you know. That some people are taking objection to him being called Prabhupada and some people are criticizing his, you know, all these things. And there are many such purports. But therefore, although it looks personal, you know, Prabhupada saying they don't consider the propaganda work of, sorry, Prabhupada wants to say that, oh, we are doing so much preaching, they should respect us. it looks like that, right? But actually, one has to understand that Prabhupada had to very strongly defend his mission. Due to many reasons, this was a very strong reason. In India, his mission was being hampered very seriously by his own godbrother at that point of time. Right? So Prabhupada had to protect his mission, because it is not his mission. Prabhupada, you know, it is the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know, it is the mission of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It is the mission of Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur. The mission of the six Goswamis. So Prabhupada had to defend the mission, right? But here Prabhupada is talking more in personal terms, you know, to him, objection to him being called Prabhupada. Prabhupada is citing a personal case herein. Therefore, we have to understand that actually personality of Prabhupada cannot be separated from his mission. There was a need actually to very strongly protect the mission actually. You know, the whole mission was being jeopardized by the poison that was being spread of criticism of Prabhupada. You know, therefore Prabhupada had to very strongly defend only to protect the mission. Right? And Prabhupada clarified in the end of this purport again, Prabhupada saying, ISKCON is one of these branches of Mahaprabhu's tree, right? And therefore, his mission be respected. And how is it possible that he is disrespected and his mission be respected? Is that possible? No, you can't separate Prabhupada from his mission. That's the whole point. That will be Ardha Kukuti Niyai. One will be finished by doing that, actually. So therefore, when people started criticizing Prabhupada, who is the founder of ISKCON, his mission was also under immediate danger, you know. So therefore, we will find many such purports, because that was a big concern on Prabhupada's mind. So at many places, Prabhupada has written such personal, you know, which looks like a personal, you know, Prabhupada is personally hurt. But it's mainly to protect his mission. So therefore, I'm just highlighting the important point over here. So all the purports, such purports should be taken, understood in this light. Yeah. Okay, so we go ahead. Text 8. Shivasa Pandita Varu Shri Rama Pandita. Dui Bhai Dui Shakha Jagate Vidita. Shripati Shri Nidhi Tara Dui Sahodar Chari Bhai Radhasa Dasi Graha Parikar.
The two brothers Shrivas Pandit and Shri Ram Pandit started two branches that are well known in the world. Their two brothers were named Shripati and Shri Nidhi. These four brothers and their servants and maid servants are considered one big branch.
Okay, so these four brothers, starting with Shivas Pandit, the names of all four brothers are given in these two verses. Shivas Pandit, Shri Ram Pandit, Shripati, Shri Nidhi. Right? And along with their servants and maid servants, they all constitute one big branch of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it's described in Gaur Ganodesh Dupika by that Shrivas Pandit is the incarnation of Narad Muni, and Shri Ram Pandit, his younger brother, is said to be incarnation of Parvat Muni. So Mahaprabhu would also tell Shivas Thakur that you have purchased me by your love, right? Mahaprabhu said this to number of devotees actually, that Shivas Thakur is one of them, right? Shrivasadi kahe Prabhu kari Mahapreet. No, wait, I am just, let me recall first. Right? So Shivasadi kahe Prabhu kari Mahapreet. Tomar chari bhai ami hainu vikarit. Lord said, very affectionately, Lord told Srivast Thakur and four brothers that I am sold out to you, to the love of you four brothers. And what did Srivast Thakur reply? So Lord said, you have purchased me by your loving service. Right? What did Srivast Thakur reply? Any guess? Shivas kahen kene kah viparit. Shivas Thakur said, my Lord, why speak in contradictory terms, you know? Why are you speaking ulta baat? Kene kah viparit? Aap ulta baat kyu kar rahe hain? Kripa mulle, he said, you have actually purchased that by the price of kripa, you have actually purchased us four. So Lord said, that last told his four brothers, you have purchased me by loving service. Srivast Thakur and brother said, you have purchased us by your mercy. Right? So actually each purchases each other by paying a different price, you know. So this is the price. Right? Lord is purchased by the devotee by the price of loving service. The devotee is purchased by the Lord by the price of mercy, the Lord shows. So like that. There is a beautiful exchange between the two of them. Okay, so this is about Srivast Thakur. There is another beautiful verse. Dui shakhar upshakhaye tasabarganana yara grahe mahaprabhura sada sankirtana.
There is no counting the sub-branches of these two branches. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu held congregation chanting daily at the house of Shiva's Pandit.
Chari bhai sab vamshe kare Chaitanyera seva. Gaur Chandra vina nahi jane devi deva.
These four brothers and their family members fully engaged in the service of Lord Chaitanya. They knew no other god or goddess.
Okay, so text 10 mentioned that one special thing about this branch is that yara grahe mahaprabhura sada sankirtan. Right? In his house, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always performed congregational chanting. Right? The Lord is always present in the house of Srivast Thakur. This fact has been mentioned by Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami at another place where he says that the Lord is actually controlled by the love of his devotees. Premevash gaur prabhu yaha premottam, he says, you know, but Lord is controlled by the love of the devotees. And wherever there is Prem Uttam, wherever there is the pure love, this exalted love, right? Wherever the devotees call him with the pure love, the Lord descends over there. And then he says, especially these four places, the Lord was called with great love, right? Which is that, Sachira Mandira Yar Nityanan Nartane. Shivas kirtane yara ragabha bhavane, right? Hei chari thai prabhura sada avirbhav, prema krishta hai prabhura sahaja sabhav. So like that, these four places, Lord is always there. It's not because these places are very special in one sense, because there is a loving calling at these four places, right? Prema krishta hai, because there is an uncommon love of these four devotees, the Lord therefore always descends. Right? But the general principle is anywhere where the Lord is called, right, with the love, where there is exalted pure love for the Lord and the devotees call him together, there the Lord descends. Right? So therefore the Lord Avirbhav is a continuous phenomena actually. Right? Like that. Text 11. Chari bhai sabham shekare chetan nera seva. Okay, we already recited this, right? Yeah. So in this, especially it's mentioned that they did not know any other goddess or god, you know, any other demigod, demigoddess. Okay. And Prabhupada quotes Narottam Das Thakur. If you see Narottam Das Thakur, you know, Prem Bhakti Chandrika and Prarthana, we have few bhajans, but in many, many bhajans, and Prabhupada quotes one of the bhajan, he has written this point that do not worship any other gods or, you know, goddesses. Narottam Das Thakur, Prabhupada quotes him here. Anya devashraya nai tomare kahinu bhai ei bhakti param karana. If one wants to become a pure staunch devotee, one should not take shelter of any of the gods or goddesses. Okay, we go to text 12. Acharya Ratna Nama Dhare Bada Eka Shakha Tara Parikar Tara Shakha Upashakha. Acharya, we'll write next verse also. Acharya Ratne Ranam Shri Chandra Shekhar Yar Ghare Devi Bhave Nachila Ishwar.
Another big branch was Acharya Ratna, and his associates were sub branches. Acharya Ratna was also named Shri Chandrasekhar Acharya. In a drama in his house, Lord Chaitanya prayed the goddess of fortune.
Okay, so briefly Prabhupada described, right? So here there's just the Naam Ganan. You know, in this chapter he's just recounting the branches and sub-branches. So, some of the details are given in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, others in Chaitanya Bhagavat, right? And about others there are not many details available, but they all are very exalted devotees, as he's pointed out. So Acharya Ratna was Bada Shakha, he was one of the big branch. Right? And his name, another name is Shri Chandra Shekhar. So there is a story where actually Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once told the devotees, you know, today evening I am going to dance, you know, and only those who have control of their senses should come. You know, and all the devotees, you know, Advaitacharya was the first one to say that I cannot come. Mahaprabhu started laughing. He said, if you don't come, then who will come to see, you know? You all have to come to, I mean the materialistic people, you know. So therefore, the whole chapter is there which mentioned that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested the mood of his energies, you know. So sometimes the goddess of fortune, sometimes Rukmini Devi, and sometimes even goddess Durga. So different moods Mahaprabhu manifested, and he danced, and he actually, in the mood of a mother, is also mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat, quite inconceivable that he even breastfed his devotees. You know, it is mentioned, you know. So, and all the devotees were nourished by the Lord. Right? Mahaprabhu manifested Devi Bhav. Yar ghare Devi Bhave Nachila Ishwar. So, this pastime happened in the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya. And he said that when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Chandrasekhar Acharya knew that Mahaprabhu is going to. It was revealed to him. And then he went and he was present when Mahaprabhu took sannyas. And he wanted to continue with the Lord, you know, ahead in his journey. But the Lord asked him to go back. So the Lord asked him that, Lord, send him back saying that, you have to go and console everyone. You know, Mahaprabhu gave him a very thankless task. You return back, you break the news of my taking sannyas, and you try to console the devotees. Right? So Chandrasekhar Acharya was sent back in that way to Navadvip. Yes, Prabhu.
He was having beard and everything, and he arrived at Jagannath Puri. Mahaprabhu told Chandrasekhar Acharya, is it? that you go and find out there is one Vaishnava outside.
No, that was Chandrasekhar Vaidya.
Oh, that is different, no?
Varanasi.
Because this Chandrasekhar Acharya is very intimate.
Yeah, he is very intimate.
And that Chandrasekhar Vaidya doesn't come anywhere else.
Chandrasekhar, no, many times in Varanasi only. So Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar. Varanasi Madhya Prabhura Dui Mukhya Gan, there is Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar Acharya has counted that among, in Varanasi there are two main devotees.
Mahaprabhu ate at the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya, they said, no?
No, he ate at the house of Tapan Mishra and stayed at the house of Chandrasekhar Vaidya.
So
Tapan Mishra was a Brahmana. He was a Vaidya. He was a lower in social, you know, caste.
Status, yeah.
He was a Vaidya. Okay. Chandrasekhar Vaidya, And he stayed at
and
their house and took
this Chandrasekhar Acharya is Bengali.
This Acharya Ratna. He was in Navdeep pastimes. In Navdeep pastimes. Chandrasekhar Acharya. Yeah, he is actually intimately related. Right. Pundarik Vidyanidhi Bada Shakha Jani Yar Naam Laya Prabhu Kandila Apani.
Pundarik Vidyanidhi, the third big branch, was so dear to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that in his absence, Lord Chaitanya himself would sometimes cry.
Okay, so another branch recounted is Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Right? He said that Lord, sometime he would cry. You know, there is the one story mentioned again. During the Sankirtan, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suddenly, during the Sankirtan, he stopped and he started crying, "Oh, my dear father, Pundarik." Right? And all the devotees, they never heard this name before, you know. When they heard first time, then they asked the Lord, "Who is this Pundarik Vidyanidhi?" Lord said, "You will all come to know, you know. He will soon arrive. You all come to know his greatness," like that. So he is actually Vrishmanu in Krishna Leela, the father of Srimati Radharani, Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Right? And because he was the ocean of love for Krishna, another of his name is Premnidhi. Pundarik Vidyanidhi's name is Premnidhi. And it's mentioned that how he, because Mukunda Dutt took Gadadhar Pandit, there is a story to Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and where outwardly he was living like a very lavish materialist. You know, he could not relate. And then, but Mukunda Dutt revealed actually by singing, he sang the verse, "Ho Bakiyam Stana Kala Kootam," right? And then he there was a surge of uncontrollable ecstasy in Pundarik Vidyanidhi, right? And then witnessing that later, Gadadhar Pandit, he took with the permission of the Lord, he took initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Gadadhar Pandit, right? So that is that story is there. And then he was an intimate friend of Swarup Damodar Goswami, and once he was personally punished by Jagannath, you know, when he found a fault in one of the pujaris. Right, so actually Lord wanted to show more mercy to Pundarik Vidyanidhi than anyone else in that sense, because when Swarup Damodar Goswami, he saw his swollen cheeks, he was saying, "Oh, I have never witnessed such mercy, I have never witnessed such mercy. You know, Lord has punished many people, but no one had swollen cheeks till now." You know, so the Lord has, physically we can see the Lord's, you know, the symptoms of his, you know, hands were visible on the cheeks of you know Lord's fingerprint could be taken, you know, can you imagine? Nowhere else Lord's fingerprint would be, you know, obtainable. So it was a very special mercy actually. Swarup Damodar Goswami revealed that it's a I have never seen such witness of mercy. Right? So In the guise of punishment, in one sense, in just to order to teach a lesson to others, but Lord showed extreme kindness to Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So that story also comes. Go to text 15. Bada Shakha Gada Dar Pandito Gosai Teho Lakshmi Rupa Tar Samkeha Nai.
Gadadhar Pandit, the fourth branch, is described as an incarnation of the pleasure potency of Shri Krishna. No one, therefore, can equal him.
Okay, so Gadadhar Pandit was a very close associate of the Lord from Navadvip Leela itself. Right? And it's mentioned that Swarup Damodar Goswami has pointed out, Prabhupada says in the purport, fourth line, that in the shape of Lakshmi, the pleasure potency of Krishna, she was formerly very dear to the Lord as Shyam Sundar Vallabha. The same Shyam Sundar Vallabha was present in Lord Chaitanya's pastime as Gadadhar Pandit. Formerly as Lalita Sakhi, she was also devoted to Srimati Radharani. Thus, Gadadhar Pandit is simultaneously an incarnation of Srimati Radharani and Lalita Sakhi. So, many devotees are like that because Lord also is a mixed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know. So therefore all his associates have also, you know, the combined, you know, his, they are, you know, maybe a friend of Krishna would be the mood of a girlfriend of, you know, Radharani, kind of. So similar understanding is given about many other associates of the Lord, right? Or in that way, you know, so in this way we can understand the combined, just like Ramanand Rai is considered to be the about Arjuna also, but at the same time of Vishakha Sakhi, right? So like that, so it's mentioned about Gadadhar Pandit also. Tara Shishya Upashishya Tara Upashakha Ehi Mata Sabha Shakha Upashakhar Lekha.
His disciples and grand disciples are his sub-branches. To describe them all would be difficult.
Okay, so Gadadhar Pandit actually, his love for Krishna will be described in detail, right? But Sachi Mata instructed him, Gadadhar Pandit, you know, he could once control Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was in great ecstasy. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? You know, there is a pastime. And Gadadhar Pandit said, Krishna is within your heart. And the Lord started tearing his chest, you know. And he said, you know, you have to be a little bit patient, you know. And he held his hand and calmed the Lord. Mother Sachi became very happy, you know. Somebody, at least there is someone who can discipline my son, you know. So she, like if a mother sees, you know, her son behaves well in someone's company, she requests you, that person, confidentially. Uske saath mein rehna hamesha, you know. He goes wild anytime. So, as a, you know, motherly feeling, she requested Gadadhar Pandit to always remain with the Lord. Right? And one of the, you know, we were discussing that there are four names of the Lord in post Sannyas Leela. So, I was just trying to recall where all the Lord names come. There are four named mentioned. One is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Other is mentioned when he delivered Vasudev. Then it said Vasudev Amrit Prad Naam Hilayai. It specifically mentioned his name became Vasudev Amrit Prad. Then when he gave the mercy to Pratap Rudra Maharaj, Pratap Rudra Santrata Naam Hilayai. Again it's mentioned that his name became Pratap Rudra Santrata. And then again fourth time is mentioned is Gadadhar Prananath. That when his Lord was very affectionate to Gadadhar Pandit, then his affectionate dealings with Gadadhar Pandit are described, and he said, Gadadhar Prananath Naam Hailayai. The same Naam Hailayai, his name became Gadadhar Prananath, is specifically mentioned. Of course, Lord has many names. 108 names are described, you know, at that day, you know, there is one by Sarva Bhattacharya described 108 names, right? And why Chakravarti Thakur, whom there was Sri Chaitanya Ashtotrashat Naam Stava, something like that, right? That had 108 names, right? So anyway, these four names like are mentioned in the CC where it said his name became like that, in that sense. Right? One is Gadadhar Prananath. He is the life and soul of Gadadhar Pandit. Right? So one interesting thing I found about Gadadhar Pandit, if you see, there are Bhaktivinoda Thakur established many deities of Gaur Gadadhar also in Navadvip, he was always with the Lord, they would always go together like that. It's mentioned about Gadadhar Pandit. One nice point is that when he took initiation, he actually took initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi with the permission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Vallabha Bhatta wanted to take initiation from Gadadhar Pandit, he said something very interesting. He said, आमी पर तंत्र मार प्रभु गौरचंद्र तार आज्ञा बिना आमी ना ही सो तंत्र. He said, look, आमी पर तंत्र, I am not independent to just initiate anyone and everyone. अमार प्रभु गौरचंद्र, I have a master, my lord. Unless he gives me permission, I cannot initiate anyone. Right? So it's very beautiful. He expresses that I am not just independent to act in any way. So Gadadhar Pandit took initiation with the permission from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he even later gave initiation to Venkata Bhatta with the permission of the Lord. Venkata Bhatta, he took initiation from Gadadhar Pandit. Venkata Bhatta is Vallabha Bhatta. I just mispronounced his name. Vallabha Bhatta is also Vallabhacharya, we call. So he Pushti Sampradaya, he later took initiation from Gadadhar Pandit. In the sense, that's mentioned in CC, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Antalila, he took initiation from the Lord. Right? And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also very beautifully says in one of the bhajan, Godrum, right? And his pastime is described in great detail. I'm just giving few references, little bit from here and there. The main pastime, the entire one chapter is almost dedicated to Antalila, very sweet dealings. But in one of the bhajans also, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Bhaj Gaur Gadadhar Keli Kalam Shinu. Bhaj Gaur Gadadhar Paksha Chara Shinu Gaur Gadadhar Keli Kalam. So like that, there is again Gaur Gadadhar. He three times he says that one should hear about Gaur Gadadhar, one should worship him. Yes. Right, Smara Gaur Gadadhar. Ashtakalam word is not there, some other word is there. Smara Gaur Gadadhar, Keli Kalam is mentioned, Pakshachara, and like that, there is a verse you will see in Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which is the second last verse of his bhajan, where he says one should always remember the beautiful pastimes of Gaur Gadadhar, their characteristics, right, and their various, beautiful pastimes like that. So that about Gadadhar Pandit in brief. Right? Then we go to text 16. Tara Shishya Upashishya Tara Upashakha. Eimata Sabha Shakha Upashakara Lekha.
His disciples and grand disciples are his sub branches. To describe them all would be difficult.
Okay, so there are many other. One of the any branch you remember of Gadadhar Pandit, any important branch which has been mentioned in the previous chapters you have studied? Bhugarbha Goswami, he was his disciple, direct disciple. Pandita Gosai Shishya. Bhugarbha Gosai is been. Anantacharya has been mentioned. Specifically, Anantacharya, his disciple was Haridas Pandit. He said, Haridas gave me the order to write Chaitanya Charitamrita. He actually described the qualities of Haridas very beautifully. That's I like that qualities very much. Right? Shushila. Vadanya Gambhir, Madhur Chesta, Madhur Vachan Mahadhir. What is the verse? Anyone remember? Sushila Sahishnu शांत वदन्य गंभीर राइट मधुर वचन मधुर चेष्टा महाधीर सो ही इज दिस क्वालिटीज ऑफ हरिदास पंडित आर मेंशनड हु इज अ ग्रैंड डिसाइपल ऑफ गदाधर पंडित हिज डियर डिसाइपल वॉज अनंतचार्य गदाधर पंडित सो एट लीस्ट वन ग्रेट उपशाखा इज मेंशनड एंड फ्रॉम हिम हरिदास पंडित वॉज वन ऑफ द मेन डिवोटीज इज सेड ही वुड ऑलवेज रिसाइट चैतन्य मंगल दैट इज चैतन्य भागवत and by his mercy everyone else would hear and he greatly desired to hear chaitanya charitamrita said and he ordered me like he has been described there are other devotees who desired but krishna's kaviraj swami he is one main person who is the chief servitor of govind dev who ordered me to write this book right and is a grand disciple of he is like a upashakha of gadadhar pandita as mentioned here and bhugarbha goswami she also is mentioned as a probably disciple of gadadhar pandit is it Bhugarbha Goswami was Bhugarbha Goswami was not direct disciple of Madhavendra Puri. No, not Bhugarbha Goswami was not direct disciple of Madhavendra Puri. Hai na? Right? Pandita Goswami ra shishya Bhugarbha Goswami. Right? Yeah. He is mentioned as in the purport is mentioned as disciple of Gadadhar Pandit, right? The purport is mentioned. It's just mentioned Pandita Gosai ra Shishya Bhugarbha Gosai and Prabhupada is a disciple of Gadadhar Pandit Bhugarbha Gosai. Okay, we go to text 17. Vakrishwar Pandit Prabhura Bada Priya Bhritya Eka Bhave Chabbis Prahar Yara Nitya
Vakreshwar Pandit, the fifth branch of the tree, was a very dear servant of Lord Chaitanya's. He could dance with constant ecstasy for 72 hours.
Okay, ek bhave, you know, with the same constant ecstasy, 24 into 3, 26 prahar, 26 means 24. 24 prahars he danced with the same ecstasy, you know. Like after 10 minutes, someone has to push us, you know, in the kirtan. Thoda, you know, after 10 minutes, we tend to, our ecstasy fades away. Right? But ek bhave with the same constant ecstasy, he danced for 24 hours. So Vakreshwar Pandit is the incarnation of Aniruddha, one of the quadruple expansion of Vishnu. Right? It's so amazing. Actually, there are, you know, so many Lord's own expansion came to participate and assist the Lord. Right? Advaita Acharya, Nityanand, and then Nityanand Prabhu's son also was in the incarnation of Shirodakshaya Vishnu. Here, Vakreshwar Pandit is Aniruddha. You know, it's very amazing. You remember Prabhupada writes in a purport that they are all, you know, the potent Supreme Lord Vishnu Tattvas, but they only behaved as devotees. Why? What was the reason? Prabhupada described. Anyone remembers? We had discussed briefly the reason. People will become Mayavadis. He said, Prabhupada said, if everyone had showed himself full Vishnu potency, people would become Mayavadis. So they all showed how to become servant of the Lord. Right? Ek Prabhu, that verse you remember? In that he said, Ek Mahaprabhu ar Prabhu dui jan, dui Prabhu seve Mahaprabhu racharan. Right? Or Nityananda and Advaita Acharya, they are both God, but he said one is Mahaprabhu, they accepted one as Mahaprabhu, and they are also actually worshipable lords, but they serve the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Right? They voluntarily accepted that. Okay. This is a very beautiful small pastime mentioned over here. Apane Mahaprabhu gaye yar nitya kale Prabhu racharan dhari Vakreshwar bale Dasha sahasra gandharva more deha chandra mukha तार गाए मुई नाचूं तबे मोरा सुख प्रभु बोले तुमी मोर पक्ष एक शाखा आकाशे उडिताम यदि पान अर्पख.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally sang while Vakreshwar Pandit danced, and thus Vakreshwar Pandit fell at the lotus feet of Lord and spoke as follows. O Chandramukha, please give me 10,000 Gandharvas. Let them sing as I dance, and then I will be greatly happy. Lord Chaitanya replied, I have only one wing like you, but if I had another, certainly I would fly in the sky.
Okay, so this is quite unusual, right? So Mahaprabhu would often sing when Vakreshwar Pandit dance, and Vakreshwar Pandit as the chief dancer has been mentioned so many times. You know, Mahaprabhu formed 7 parties in front of Lord Jagannath, Vakreshwar Pandit was dancing. At other places also Vakreshwar Pandit would dance, and sometime Mahaprabhu would himself sing. So after one such, you know, Sankirtan, Vakreshwar Pandit caught hold of Lord's feet and said, my Lord, please give me 10,000 Gandharvas. You may say, hey, itana bada orchestra kyun chahiye? Naachne gaane ke liye, you know, Sankirtan mein, why, you know, what is this request, you know, 10,000 Gandharvas. Why such a request? Huh? Appetite. Thoda जान होना चाहिए कीर्तन में, नहीं नहीं तो मजा कैसे आएगा. व्हाट इज अदर, व्हाट डू यू थिंक? 10,000 गंधर्व इज आस्किंग द लॉर्ड. ओके, सेइंग आपको, ओके आपको मैच करने के लिए 10,000 लोग तो लगेगा. आप रुकिए, लेकिन आप 10,000 लोग देना पड़ेगा आपके, यू नो. ओके, ओके, बट वाई 10,000? दो चार लोग गा लेंगे, यू नो. या इन वन सेंस एक्चुअली हिज, रिमेंबर हिज डांसिंग इज नॉट, वट एवर वी डू इट, वी टेंड टू डू फॉर आवर प्लेजर, बट वक्रेश्वर पंडित डांसिंग इज फॉर द प्लेजर ऑफ द लॉर्ड. वक्रेश्वर पंडित, His dancing is his service to the Lord, actually, you know. It's a fact, you know, everything should be done actually in the mood of service to the Lord. It's a fact, you know. Even the hearing and chanting we do, you know, it should be offered to the Lord as a service. So everything should be done for the pleasure of the Lord. So Vakreshwar Pandit, he wanted to please the Lord, you know. So let them sing, you know, if one is tired, let's the second fellow sing, let them sing together, right? Let them all put their energy, and I put all my energy, you know, in dancing, and we all together please the Lord, right? So he had such desire to please, he said, let 10,000 Gandharvas sing, you know, as I dance for the pleasure of the Lord. And the Lord was very pleased with this, and he said, you are like my one wing. If I had another devotee, I would fly in the sky. Right? I would fly in the sky. What does that mean, I would fly in the sky? Kahan jayenge Bhagwan? Yeah, you know, like people, when some people are so happy, you know, they said, I cannot put my foot on the ground, you know. So like that. So therefore, Lord is saying, it gives me such ecstasy. If I had another such person, I would literally fly. I would not be able to keep my foot on the ground in great ecstasy. Okay? That's what Lord mentioned to. Mentioned to the Lord, right? That let them sing, you know. Let them sing day and night, you know. If someone is eating, then someone else should replace him. You know, someone is tired, he can sleep. But let the singing go on uninterrupted. So again, I can serve you uninterpretedly, basically. That is his desire. Okay, so we will just do Jagadanand Pandit and we'll stop. Okay, but if you see, there is a double hat trick of Mahaprabhu's Pandit devotees. We started with Gadadhar Pandit, and now is Vakreshwar Pandit, then Raghav Pandit, and then Jagannath Pandit, yeah, and then Shankar Pandit. There are six, yeah, mentioned in a row actually. Right? Started with Gadadhar. So about Gadadhar Pandit we discussed, and now Vakreshwar, and now we are discussing Jagannath Pandit. And then we'll stop. We'll just discuss this past, this small aspect only. Pandit Jagdanand Prabhura, Pandit Jagdanand Prabhura Pranarupa, Loke Khyata Yeho Satya Bhamara Sarupa, Pritya Karite Chahe Prabhura Lalana Palana, Vairagya Loka Bhaye Prabhu Namane Kakhana, Duijane Khatamati Lagaye Kundala, Tar Pritera Kata Age Kahiba Sakala.
Pandit Jagdanand, the sixth branch of the Chaitanya tree, was celebrated as the life and soul of Lord. He is known to have been an incarnation of Satyabhama. Jagdanand Pandit always wanted to see to the comfort of Lord Chaitanya, but since the Lord was a sannyasi, he did not accept the luxurious that Jagdanand Pandit offered. They sometimes appeared to fight over trifles, but these quarrels were based on their affection, of which I shall speak later.
Okay, so again it will be described in great detail, but Jagdanand Pandit would always want to, you know, give a lot of comfort to the Lord. And for two reasons, first of all he was a renunciant, and second, Lokabhai. First he was in the renounced order, and second, because of fear of public opinion, Lord would not accept. Right? Vairagya Lokabhai Prabhu Namane Kakhan. He would not accept it. So, but Gajendra Pandit would become very angry, right? So therefore, just like he brought one day a nice bed, right? And the Lord said, where is the cot? Cot also, he didn't bring the cot. You know, why did he miss that? You know, and then when he brought the oil, Lord said, ek masaur ko bhi leke aana tha saath mein. You know, why only that, you know? And everyone said, remove this immediately, you know, like... So therefore he's saying dui jane khatmati, there's always a, you know, loving quarrel, but he is saying pritya katha, this khatmati quarrel is actually out of love, right? So you said a quarrel and love, you know, actually in bhakti you said a quarrel ke love ek baat, you know, contradictory. You say there are quarrel and then say there is a love also between the two, right? If there is a love, then why should they quarrel, right? But herein there is a loving quarrel. Therefore, this slight contradiction enhances the flavor of their loving exchange, actually. This contradiction, right, this khatmati would actually enhance the sweetness of their loving exchange. Just like in this world also, you know, say people say this is sour and sweet, you know. So the right proportion of sour and sweet enhance the flavor. Contradiction is known to enhance the flavor. You know, we can understand from a simple example. So therefore, their loving this slight quarrel between the two enhance the sweetness of their loving exchange. So this concept is also technically called Prem Vivart. You know, Jagannath Pandit himself has written a book, Prem Vivart Vilas. Prem Vivart, you know, Prem usually should be expressed, you know, in the, and not as a quarrel, you know, as a vivarth. There is a contradiction, happening something opposite what usually happens in this world. So this, how these contradictions increase the flavor and enhance the flavor of loving exchange is the subject matter of Prem Vivarth Vilas. Prabhupada, it is a very esoteric book in that sense, Prem Vivarth Vilas. So there is always this loving quarrel between the two, right? And which led to Lord tasting this enhanced relationship, you know, enhanced rasa, like that. So we'll stop over here, and Radhikala Prabhu will continue tomorrow. Jai Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande.